I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The whole planet is connected, and this next story surely shows how the U.S. is connected to Mexico through water. Once upon a time, the Colorado River Delta was one of the largest and most vibrant wetlands in North America. Its mouth sits at the north end of the Sea of Cortez in Mexico, where the Colorado empties out, after passing through seven U.S. states. But over time, huge dams were built along the river, and every single drop of the Colorado was siphoned off to feed growing cities and farms in the southwest and Mexico. In other words, for the past two generations now, the place where the great river used to meet the sea has basically been a desert. But this spring, a few threads of the Delta began to spring back to life. Jill Ruplogle of KPBS in San Diego has a story of why and what's been happening since.
About 150 miles east of San Diego, Morelos Dam stops the Colorado River in its tracks, right at the U.S.-Mexico border. Here, the last stretch of the once mighty river is diverted from its natural path into an irrigation canal, bound for Mexican farms. It's been this way for most of the last half century. Below the dam, most of the river's delta from here to the Gulf of California, 100 miles away, is usually dry as a bone. But then, for a few weeks this spring, it suddenly wasn't.
It was amazing. It was a magical experience because we got to see a river coming back to life.
Jamilet Carrillo heads the Colorado River Delta Water Trust, a coalition of Mexican and U.S. environmental groups. She helped convince the governments of the two countries to try a one-time experiment, open up the Morelos Dam for 2 months to mimic the floods that used to flow into the delta every spring, and see what would happen.
We haven't had a river for decades, so you can imagine we are learning a lot about the river, how it behaves, where it moves, how the ecosystem responds.
So this is our seed traps.
The flood is over now, and about 10 miles south of the dam, Alejandra Calvo and Juan Butron are part of the effort to learn about its impact. They're checking out a piece of plywood covered in a sticky substance and mounted in the sand where the water rushed through.
We look for the seeds of cottonwoods and willows.
Water-loving cottonwoods and willows used to thrive here. The release was timed to match the season when the few trees still in the area disperse their seeds. If some settle here, new trees could take root in the damp soil. But no luck here today.
And no cottonwood or willow here?
No, en este no.
But they may yet find seeds here, and they have found them elsewhere. In any case, scientists didn't expect the experiment to be perfectly successful. Ecosystem restoration is a slow and uncertain business. Carrillo and others will be studying the effects of this spring's flood for years, watching for the return of trees, birds, and other native species. But they won't just be watching. They'll also be lending a hand. Farther south in the delta, several women splash down a channel carrying pallets of slender, foot-high willow trees. Guadalupe Fonseca of the Arizona-based Sonoran Institute digs holes for the saplings in the riverbank. His team will plant more than 1,000 trees here today. The big flood has ended, Fonseca says, but this site is still being fed with a smaller amount of water that's being delivered here via one of the irrigation canals that crisscross the delta. That was the second part of the deal that made this spring's flood possible. Conservation groups are acquiring water rights from farmers and sending that water back into the river, so at least a trickle will flow through parts of the delta over the next 4 years. It all adds up to a very small step in the very big task of restoring at least a few pockets of the delta to something like their former selves, a task that's only getting harder as water stresses in the region get worse. But conservation groups here say they have already begun to show what's possible. Juliana Dimas of the Mexican conservation group ProNatura points out 30-foot-tall cottonwood trees planted here a few years ago. The trees are full of birds. Birds are among the best indicators of ecosystem health, Dimas says. We hear lots of them here. Jamilet Carrillo says conservation groups already scored one unexpected victory in their quest. In May, water from the Colorado reached the Gulf of California for the first time in decades.
So that was a major celebration for everybody working on this, because it's something that we wanted, but we knew that maybe the flows are not going to be enough.
The scientists working here have the rest of the summer to come up with a first report on whether the flood experiment is working. The results will help policymakers decide whether or not it's worth repeating in the future. But Carrillo says she already knows the answer.
It is working. When you begin walking down the river and you see the little seedlings coming out of the soil, you know that it is working.
For The World, I'm Jill Replogle, Algodones, Mexico.